This is Tuesday night, and I'm Ken Cole. This is WLIR-FM, and a continuation of our series of live radio concerts. Tonight with a young man who's been playing music for a long time, who should be very at home here in the studio, Mr. David Bromberg.
Headed out of Pittsburgh, going down the East Shore. I got the knees wound up, she's running like she never before. There's speeds on the head, all right, and I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got about 10 Ford gears to Georgia overdrive. Popping little white pills, my eyes is open wide. I just passed Jimmy in Hawaii, shit, I passed everything in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, now it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I can have a lot of women, but I'm not like those other guys. I can find one to hold me tight. I can never make things all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight, my log's 3 days behind. Nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales, all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna see my mom. Oh, my race a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. She got a flame in a stack of smoke thrown black coal. My hometown's coming inside. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Boy, 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home. We had a scenic tour of Brooklyn tonight. I think a scenic tour of Brooklyn is a road manager's nightmare. We got off the bridge right near the beautiful Fred Gretsch guitar factory. Which all goes to prove the moral of this song. I sat in on a poker game last Friday night. I won a couple of hands, boys, I was doing all right. I bet my money on a straight from the nine up to the can. When the dealer showed his hand, he had the same damn thing. You know I always do. You got to suffer if you wanna sing the blues. You know what? Sometimes I play the horses, but it seems I never win. I went out to the races late last week again. This time I won $300. But as I left the track, this greasy dude slides up beside me and pokes a gun in my back. You know I always lose. You've got to suffer if you wanna sing the blues. Oh, run around Sue. She's kind of rank looking, but she knows how to do. Old Sue has got a boyfriend. They call him Gentleman Jim. I said, listen, Susan, sweetheart, choose me or him. And she said, you lose. You got to suffer if you want to sing the blues. Look out now. Oh, well, you can't sing a happy song if you're glad. A protest song if you're mad. Hey, but if you wanna sing the blues, then boy, you better learn how to lose. It seems like I have had these same damn blues since time began. So I went to talk my troubles to the hoodoo man. I told him all about my problems, and I asked him what was wrong. He said, you got to live the blues if you want to sing your song. Boys, I always lose. You got to suffer if you want to sing the blues. Well, you can sing a happy song if you're glad. Or you can sing a protest song if you're mad. Hey, but if you wanna sing the blues, damn boy, you better learn how to lose. I'll need it, boy, myself a lot. Just to change my luck. I thought I wouldn't mind the losing, 'cause it only cost a buck. I want an electric toaster and a baritone sax, but I had to pawn my clothes to pay the damn tax. You know I always do. You got to. I always do. You got to. I always do. You got to suffer if you wanna sing that. I should introduce this aggravation of musicians to you. What's the name of the band tonight? I forgot.
The Pep Boys.
The Pep Boys. All right. The name of the band tonight is the Pep Boys. The personnel changes. Actually, we have a fairly standard aggravation of two guys, Larry Packer and Andy Statman, aren't here tonight, so I won't introduce them. But we got Kenny Kosak playing the fiddle. And... Roger Mason playing bass. See, that's the string section, not a horn section. So Jonathan Edwards playing harmonica. He's playing parts like they'd rehearsed, and this is the first time that we've ever played together. And Peter Eklund playing the trumpet and mellophone and stuff. Thank you.
far over.
It's like Chicago, man.
It's like Chicago?
This place.
The color red is kind of like Chicago.
Oh, man. We did a television show in Chicago in the same studio that Bozo the Clown was done.
And it's Debbie.
And it was impressed upon us how heavy this was, man. In Chicago, tell you where Chicago's at. Bozo the Clown is the most important single television show on the air. They're booked up 7 years in advance for a live audience. By the time a kid gets in to see Bozo, he's too old to dig him, man.
That's not a mock either.
But that's all right, because they got Daly there, you know. Never mind.
Bozo's got control, man.
That's right, he's the mayor. Well, now, people, I want to speak to you about a man named Coons. He come from down in New Orleans. He made his living stealing chickens and everything he could see. Well, that pop-eyed man, you know, he runs so fast, his feet wouldn't stay in the road. And if a freight train passed, no matter how fast, he'd always get on board. Like he was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man, the travelingest man that there ever was in the land. He traveled and he was known for miles around, given and never got caught, no, and never got whooped until the police shot him down. Now the police hired a motor car just to chase old Coons. And they chased him from 6 o'clock in the evening up until 8 in the afternoon. You know that pop-eyed man? Well, he ran so fast that the fire came from his heels. I said he burned up the cotton and the scorched corn. He made a road through the farmer's field. He was a traveling man. Yes, he certainly was a traveling man. He was the travelingest man that there ever was in the land. He traveled and he was known for miles around. And he never got caught, no, he never got walked until the police shot him down. Well, now the police finally caught up with Coons, and they shot him in the head. And the people had come from miles around just to see the man lay dead. They telegrammed down south to his mama, you know, and she was all carried away in tears. She reached down and opened up the coffin lid, and that fool had disappeared. He said, I'm a traveling man. Know that it certainly was a traveling man, the travelingest man that there ever was in the land. He traveled and he was known for miles around, and he never got caught, no, he never got walked until the police shot him down. Well, now, old Coons was on the Titanic. When it went out to sea, he was playing a B-flat clarinet in the band when they did Near My God to Thee. People saw him jump overboard. They said, that man must be some kind of a fool. About 45 minutes right after that, he was up shooting dice in Liverpool. He said, I'm a traveling man. People here read it was a traveling man. He was the travelingest man that there ever was in the land. You know, he traveled and he was known for miles around. Yes, and he never got caught, no, he never got walked until the police shot him down. One day old Coons went to the well to fetch a pail of water. and the distance that the rascal had to run was about 3 miles and a quarter. He got to the well, but on his way back he stumbled and he fell right down. He ran back to the house, grabbed another bucket, caught the water for it, hit the ground. He was a traveling man. I mean to tell you, folks, he really was a traveling man. He was a traveling man that there ever was in the land. He traveled unknown for miles around. Yes, and he never got caught, no, he never got whooped until the police shot him down.
I don't know what I'm going to pick next.
Where are our cheeseburgers,
man? We came here. We... yeah. Да, не грустно, пожалуйста, товарищи, мис очень хорошо.
My friend refuses to play in such a bourgeois environment.
И мире дружба це Владивосток это спутник.
My friend says that you should walk your dogs more carefully outside around here.
Called me from New Jersey to see if I slept enough last night. She said I got 3 checks in the mail and a refund on my union dues. But somehow when I woke up this morning, I had someone else's blues. I swear I don't know why. Hey, I don't know why I feel this way. Oh, you know I got someone else's blues. An almost perfect day. You know, I don't owe anyone any more money. All my cavities are filled. If I pull my hand out of my pocket too fast, I might drop a couple $50 bills. I got more dope than I can smoke. More chicks than I can use. But somehow when I woke up this morning, I must have had some man's blues. I swear I don't know why. Hey, I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else's blues. In the midst of an almost perfect day.
Tell me about Peter. wonder, did he do a murder?
Great God, what did that man do?
He's a no-good lying
rascal. But I guess he's pretty smart because, people, he's outside having himself a real fine, sweet, happy, glad, high time. And his blues are right here breaking my heart. I swear I don't know why. Hey, I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else's blue. In the midst of an almost perfect day.
We're going to take a break and come back and play some more, but we'll play one tune first. What do we play it out on?
How about something like Sitting on Top of the World?
Sitting on Top of the World?
Good idea.
The People's Key of D. People's Key of D. Marx wrote everything in D. Except Das Kapital. It was in G, but everything else was in D. That's the people's key, D. G is fat G.
Walt Disney.
See, what are some of the other... Greasy A. You can have a greasy D, too, yeah. But D is really... Actually, I guess D isn't even as much the people's key as C. Probably C is...
What does D mean
to you, C. I think Lenin wrote in C a lot. Stalin wrote in C. Mao wrote in C. Mayor Baba wrote in the sky. I hope this all isn't too slick for you, you know. We don't want to get you guys psyched out or anything with our dazzling production numbers. We're taking the act to Vegas next week.
You got a terrific animal out.
Yeah, great animal act follows it. It's called The Aristocrats. You probably see it. You said, where's your woman? Jack, I don't know. Up and left me about a month ago. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. I saw a long old train take her down the track. I couldn't spit on a nickel, boy, if that'd bring her back. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. I wish that she'd call me just one more time. I'd rip out the receiver, let her waste a goddamn dime. Now she's gone and I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. You know, she thinks that I loved her. Ain't that a shame? Day after she left me, I swear I forgot her name. Now she's gone and I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top. Oh. one more time, I'd rip out the receiver, let her waste her goddamn dime. And now she's gone, and I know her. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. You know, she thinks she hurt me. She didn't hurt me at all. I can catch more women than a passenger train could haul. Now she's gone, and I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. If I had a dollar for all the broads I laid, I'd pay for nothing. I wouldn't need to get paid. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world.
FM at 92.7 in stereo, David Bromberg and friends, live and in stereo from the Ultrasonic Recording Studios in Hempstead.
Welcome back. We're live in stereo from the Ultrasonic Recording Studios in Hempstead. Tonight with David Bromberg and various aggravation of musicians. Some people I think could use another reintroduction. Roger Mason is playing bass, right? Roger Mason is playing bass. Ken Cossack on the Cossack. Cossack. Are you from Queens, Ken?
No.
Brooklyn?
No.
Manhattan. New Rochelle?
Buenos Aires.
Ah, I see.
Ken's from Manhattan or the Bronx, depending. All
right. And Peter Eklund playing horns. Jonathan Edwards wound up here somehow in the middle of all this. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Do you know what Johnny Scholl is doing?
Yes.
What is he doing?
He's playing in a street band in San Francisco.
Last time I heard about Johnny, he was making dirty movies on 14th Street.
Really?
Yeah. I see he's taking care of himself, though.
I don't know.
So, shall we continue? Play some more music?
Nah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's right, man. We came in here and we asked for. We went, feed us. And the guy said, oh yeah, right on. And he flashed some money and split.
He's gone. He's gone. He's got the money and the cheeseburgers. Who is Sharon? She's outside.
Who's Sharon?
Who is Sharon?
Really here?
No.
Sharon's Sharon is my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
My brother's wife.
Funny enough. Exert total control.
And she's a housewife in the Bronx.
Or Manhattan, right?
That's right, Co-op City. She lives in Co-op City.
You spent a lot of time. Go ahead.
She's a teacher. It's really far out. She was. She and my brother were chaperoning it. See, the reason I wrote the dance is because she dances her little tushy off. I mean, this girl can dance, man. So she and my brother, who can't really, who really isn't on a par with her dancing wise. My brother really is like a enormous bear. And they were chaperoning a dance at Sharon's school recently, and they went out on the floor and danced, and everybody stopped and stared as usual. And all her students were coming up to her and saying, "Mrs. Bromberg, is that you?"
You spent a lot of time doing studio work over the years, and you have two solo albums out now, right?
Yeah.
They just came out. You enjoy doing a solo thing? Working for yourself?
Nah.
Back to the studio.
back
to the studio. Back to the
union.
Are
you kidding, man? These guys, they have all of my cousins somewhere in a concentration camp in Lower New Jersey. And if I don't play, it's curtains for them.
All right, so what else can I say?
I
David
know.
Bromberg.
Oh, okay. A friend of mine, Jerry, who's an engineer at Columbia, asked me to sing this song because he likes it. Soft shoe. He jumped so high. Well, he jumped so high. And then he lightly touched down. Mr. Bojangles. Of life, well, he talked of life. Laughed and slapped his leg a stick. He said the name Bojangles and then he danced a lick. Across the cell, grabbed his pants for a better stance. Hey, he jumped up high. Clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. Well, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, come on. This song is a true story. It was written by Jerry Jeff Walker. The gentleman before was talking about, you know, how I spent some time in the studios. Well, I think before I ran into Jerry Jeff about the only studio work I'd done was a tune called 1984 with a guy named Rye Rye Cooper. Not Rye Cooter. But this is a long time before I'd ever heard of Rye Cooter either. His real name, actually, when I met this dude, he called himself Rusty Evans, and he kept changing his name. I'd done some studio work with him and was screaming Tony McKay. And that was about the extent of my studio experience. I just started playing with Jerry Jeff Walker, and we toured the country for about 2 years. We traveled all over, you know. Like Bojangles and his dog. Oh, that's awful. Erase that part, will you? We traveled. Me and Jerry, we played this tune just everywhere. And Jerry wrote it. It's a true story. According to Jerry, we talked about it a lot at different times. Like, a lot of people think that this song is about the great hoofer, Bojangles Robinson, Bill Robinson. And I recently met some people who were into tap dancing, and I understand that Bill Robinson was to tap dancing what Earl Scruggs was to the five-string banjo, you know, or Babe Ruth was to baseball. He took it to a state of art that had never been reached before. Well, this isn't the same dude, man. This song is about some guy who used to do a dancing act with a dog in the medicine shows that used to tour around. And after a while, his dog died, and he didn't have much of an act anymore. And he started drinking, and that was all he was into, was drinking. He'd go into bars, and he'd tap dance or pantomime a song and ask people to buy him drinks, and they would, you know. So he'd just drink himself into a stupor, and he wound up in the same drunk tank with Jerry Jeff Walker. I think I said somewhere else that Jerry was not there on a research project. That's a whole other song, how he got there. He was, they spent 3 days drying out together, and this cat, you know, just, he called himself Bojangles because that's what all the other street dancers called themselves. Either that or Pork Chops. Those are the two names that street dancers have in New Orleans, and there are about a dozen of them, or were at the time when Jerry was frequenting the parish jails. And everybody else in the whole jail had heard his story except Jerry, who was a newcomer. And so he told, you know, he spent 3 days just giving Jerry the whole story of his life or something. And if you look behind it, it doesn't really sound that magical. I mean, here's this old drunk, right? And he's got, everybody else has already heard his story, man, but he's got a fresh victim, you know, so he tells a captive audience, as it were. And, but the part that does strike me as magical is the fact that he really did dance in that jail cell. You know? Somebody in the cell said, "Dance, man, here's this." His dog up and died, you know, his dog up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. He said, "I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drinks a bit." He shook his head, and as he shook his head, someone asked, "Please, Mr. Bojangles, come on down." Thank you. tangles and he danced for you. Till he catches up, get on with the job, for God's sake, please. I said, hard looking John, you know he did coke, stop down on my knees, and I don't know what to do, it's a serious matter now, nobody is joking, the hour has come, and it's up to you. Well, listen here, John, in a time for stalling, we're on the water right up to our chins, the devil is a drool, and angels are a calling, get yourself together, and commence to begin. Hard work, John, the time is a waste of ever, help us see the John's needed now, shadows on the sun, I do believe the light is fading, so come on, John, and show us how, how. Together and commence to begin. Hard work, John, you'd better pull your bridges up. Spit on your hands and rub them on your knees. The devil's right behind you, don't you wait till he can. Get on with it, John, for God's sake, please. Please, John, look out, cause it's the key of me. We'll be right back. you want to see? It's about time we made Peter Eklund work. He's been just... Roger said that. I hope his wife's listening.
Very proud of you. Mighty nice.
I can't take it anymore.
Let's tell Roger what he's won, Kenny.
Roger, you won the superb shag rug. Violet, orange, yellow.
Monty, Monty.
Higher, Monty, higher.
I'll take the box in the corner. No, she's the producer's wife. Like crystal waters, lips like sherry wine, a body like fine brandy, and a soul like turpentine. Mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. Hey, when I ask for water, she bring me gas. Yes. I said, look here, Mama. Don't you treat Big David bad. If you don't watch your step, you might make Big David mad. I mean, Mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. For water, she bring me gas, gas. Play me, Jonathan. So damn evil. She's evil all the time. She wants Jonathan Edwards to kill me, so he'll have it on his mind. Mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. Hey, when I ask for water, bring me gas, great God, gas. how can you stand to see me cry? She said, David, I can stand to see you die. Oh, mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. Here when I ask her for water, she bring me gas, big dog gas. Now I'm a danger man in a dangerous city, and I lead a dangerous life. I got a dangerous car, goes dangerous speeds, and a very dangerous wife. I got 16 dangerous girlfriends, I'm not counting one or two. Look out, kid, you don't want to get hit. I'm dangerous to you, you better look out. To my fingertips, mama, I'm a dangerous head to toe. I got a dangerous mind and a dangerous body. God knows I got a dangerous nose. I'm watched by the Board of Inquiry, no, condemned by the Board of Health. And I don't keep no mirrors around my house, cause it even scare myself. You better look out. You know, I got long, strong, dangerous arms I could grab and hold you tight. I got dangerous eyes and dangerous lips I could kiss and love you all night. I got a head full of dangerous ideas, mama, a heart full of bad intentions, a mess of stuff I can't talk about, too dangerous to mention. You better look out. Kid, you don't want to get hit. I'm dangerous for you. You better look out. Let's see, what am I going to play here? This is my cheat sheet. It's a, yeah, you got a, oh, I know one. I got a good one. It's staring me right there in the nose. Everything stares me in the nose. Me.
You should see a proctologist about that.
What? Roger, you keep your nose in funny places, man.
I'll get disturbed.
Hi, Mom.
People's Key of D. This is for all of you at home listening to the program so you can adjust your capos. Put on your finger picks, your thumb picks. Spray your fingeries on your frets. or take out your Arthur Godfrey number cord machines. You remember those? On those plastic ukuleles with the two palm trees and the little boxes, and you press down the thing. The only thing they didn't tell you was how to tune the damn thing, man. And you're out of luck once it went out of tune. The guy who sold it to you didn't know either. He just cut the hair, you know. I got mine at a barber shop. Our guardian star lost all its glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true. But if you decide to call on me, then ask for Mr. Blue. Well, I'm Mr. Blue. When you say you love me, and then you prove it by running out on the sly, proving your love isn't true. Call me Mr. Blue. Well, I'm Mr. Blue. When you say that you're sorry, and then you turn around, headed for the lights of town, hurting me through and through. Call me Mr. Blue. Will I stay at home at night? Right by the phone at night. But you won't call, and I won't hurt my pride. Well, I won't tell you why you paint the town a bright red and turn it upside down. But I'm painting it too. But I'm painting it blue. Call me Mr. You know, I went to this carnival about a year ago. No big deal, a Ferris wheel, and same old stuff, you know. And I walked around the grounds until I found a little tent. The man outside made a speech, and this is how it went. She walked, she talked, she crawled on her belly like a reptile. Well, now stuff, you see, except for this one part. He said it won't cost you no money, son. You got to pay with your heart. Oh, Sharon, said Sharon, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. When I went inside, looked around for a seat, the lights went low. The lights went low.
drums played a beat. And then out come this girl, dressed in a scarf and a sneeze. She did a little dance, made me weak in the knees. You know, she danced just like her back had no bone. While the band played a tune they called a Main Street Moan. Like this, she went.
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here. with a curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard, and he was built like a bear. He said, stop your shouting. Now that's the end of the show. And if you wanna breathe right, you'd all better go. I didn't hang around, you know, I went straight for that dog. But on my way, when every night that show played, I was right there. I just stayed out of the reach of that cantankerous red bear. And it worked just like the man had said in his speech at the start. Because when the carny left town, it took a hunk of my heart. And I still get this sharp shooting pain up at the tip of my bone every time I hear a band play that old Main Street song. Oh, 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 Sharon, Sharon child, what do you do to these men?
Thank you. Spectacular. David Romberg, Ken Kosak, Peter Eklund, Roger Mason, and Jonathan Edwards. Thank you all very, very much for coming. Our recording engineer this evening was Jeff Cracky. Mike Colchimero directed. The concerts are produced by WLIR-FM. I'm Ken Cole, and please do join us again next week, next Tuesday night at 8 p.m., live from the Ultrasonic Recording Studios in the continuing series of our live radio concerts.